People tweeting under the hashtag Black Lives Matter were monitored by the Oregon Department of Justice. The news came to light this week after the Urban League of Portland complained about the move, calling it potentially illegal. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
The Urban League of Portland sent a letter to Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, accusing her agency of conducting digital surveillance on people who use the hashtag Black Lives Matter. That monitoring was part of a threat assessment. Rosenblum says she first heard about the incident 2 weeks ago, was appalled, and ordered it to stop.
My understanding is that this was a search for threats against the police or anti-police types of sentiment.
Rosenblum says someone in her office was apparently using a trial version of an online tool called Digital Stakeout to search hashtags in Salem, Oregon. She says she couldn't comment on the motivations of the employee involved.
They had connected certain hashtags, this was one of them, one of a number of them, to what they believed to include threats to the police.
In fact, one of the DOJ's own employees, its director of civil rights, was among those whose data was collected. He's married to the head of the Urban League of Portland. Attorney General Rosenblum says she's put at least one employee on paid administrative leave and started an internal investigation. News of the surveillance comes as Rosenblum is heading a statewide task force to implement a law that prohibits profiling by law enforcement. Nicole Brown is the field director at the Center for Intercultural Organizing, which signed onto the Urban League's letter of complaint. She says the incident raises a lot of questions.
We are deeply troubled by what happened, and we think that it's a serious issue and shows how profiling is a problem at the highest and most systemic levels.
But Brown says she has faith in the investigation. David Rogers is the executive director of the ACLU of Oregon, which also signed on to the letter.
Government spying of lawful advocacy groups, whatever their focus, is often designed to provide a chilling effect and to discredit their activism and their speech.
Rogers points out it's also illegal for state law enforcement to collect information about people's religious, social, and political views. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.